Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.
What's so funny?
We are joined in studio by new East Lansing Trojans head basketball coach Steve Finnemore. Came in and he had a greeting for you, Tom. He just had some words from Susie Merchant, right?
That's right.
Sorry, Susie.
I bumped into Susie in the coffee shop this morning, and obviously she's listening, and she's not too happy with your chick ball comment.
We laughed about that before. I thought she was on the same page with me on that one, Steve and Jack.
She wants you to come to some games, Tom.
I'll do that.
You're going to go to the Michigan State women's basketball game this year? You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got a commitment.
Yeah.
Now, I can get you some good tickets. Okay, $25 a piece. You just give me the money and I'll take care of it for you.
I'll get you a prime location. I want to be on the floor.
You know, we can't have you with media. I'll tell you why we can't get media passes.
I'm media.
Because he starts cheering.
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
You know?
I never see.
Come on, Kevin, break another clipboard. He's doing that during the whole game.
Jack, I got to say, though, you got the best seat in the house at Michigan State women's basketball.
Not bad.
That's a prime seat. You see where?
Yeah, I know where.
You know, they used to have us on the side, and then they moved us back to the baselines there. It's more like
you're in the end zone kind of.
Yeah, you know, but that, good seat.
Yeah, like pissing games.
You know, people say, well, wouldn't you want to be more toward the middle? No, you don't want to be toward the middle because you get blocked out by the basket support and by some official with a big butt who comes and stands right in front of you. You want to be on the corner. You got the whole angle of the thing.
You got it down, don't you?
Yeah. All right. Steve Finnemore here. The new head basketball coach, East Lansing High School. But you're not new to East Lansing, right? You've been here a while.
14 years now. 1996, my wife and I moved out here. And, you know, it's been home ever since. Even when I took the Jackson job, we stayed in East Lansing. I made the commute, you know, during the season 5-6 times a week. And I feel good here. You know, I've built a lot of relationships, you know, even off the basketball court with a whole bunch of people. And it's a beautiful fit for me right now.
A lot of people remember Steve Finnemore and helping out the Michigan State basketball program. Also head coach at Portland High School.
Yes.
And Jackson Community College.
Yep, absolutely.
And a basketball, a Bill Frieder-like gym rat.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Would that be a fair assessment, Jack?
That is pretty good because in between there for 1 year, I went back to New Jersey and I coached at St. Peter's College, a small Division I, a Jesuit school in the MAC Conference, and we were actually one game away from the NCAA tournament. We had the leading scorer in the country on our team in Kedrin Clark, and you know, my wife and daughter stayed back here, and I miss them so much, and I will never do that ever again.
Yeah. Well, also, you do some, you know, one-on-one work with kids, both boys and girls, so you've covered the whole gamut.
Absolutely. Personal training, skill development, and basketball is a passion of mine, and I learned that from Tom Izzo, Tom Crean, Stan Heath, guys like that. I saw how passionate they were about it back in the late 90s with the Spartans, and I just really took the ball and ran with it, and I train as many players as I can these days.
All right, we don't want to put a lot of pressure on you. You haven't even had a game yet at East Lansing.
You will be getting to the Breslin, right, then, come March?
Yeah. It'll be tough. We're actually in that Meyer Hoops.
See, it says you're going to be in Breslin.
I didn't know that.
So you're right, yeah. So I'm excited about that. Tom Hunt.
He pulled that out
for
you.
Yeah, he let me know about that.
You need to be there in March, though, not in December.
Exactly.
That's the trick.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it won't happen. Maybe it won't happen this year. Who knows? We'll give you 2 years before we expect anything out of it.
I signed a 3-year deal, so you know we'll try to make it work.
All right. You know good basketball when you see it, and you know the East Lansing program. You know they've had success. They had a good run, a very good run in the state tournament not long ago. Why has that program been so up and down?
You know, it's a tough question, Jack. I know the feeder system is pretty good. The kids are really excited. David Thomas runs a great camp in the summertime, and you see the younger kids. That's tough. You know, the year in 2008 when they had Charlie Woods and Eric Smith at the guards. You know, Charlie's at Cleveland State now doing really well. They had that great run at Don Johnson where they won about 3 or 4 games in a row.
Right.
Beat Muskegon. That
exactly,
was a big win.
Exactly. And Doug Fleming, you know, I've known Doug about 10 years. I thought he did a really good job there, you know, and he had a young team last year, as we know, Tom.
Right.
And there were just some, you know, philosophy differences between the parents and Doug, and maybe the players shut him out, and maybe that's why they were on a downslide.
Now, are you ready to get into that whole gamut right now? I mean, are you going to be meeting with these some of these parents that were involved in the prior situation as far as the dialogue with the situation with the other coach, with Fleming? Or how are you going to – what's your strategy between now and when school starts in a month?
You know what, Tom? That's exactly right. My number one chore is to get with all the parents of the returning varsity players and get with the players too. And I meet with them on a one-on-one basis. You know, a lot of times when a new coach comes into a program, they grab everyone in the program. They meet in the cafeteria. They meet in the classroom, in the gym, and they announce to them, to everyone, who they are, where they've been, you know, their accomplishments. I'm not about that. It's about the kids. It's a little bit about the parents too, and I'll get to that later. So what I'm doing is, Jack, I'm meeting them on a one-on-one basis. Last night I met with Devlin Bell's father, and we spoke a little bit about Devlin's future, you know, what's going on now. Tuesday I meet with Sam Tucker. I've already talked to Tracy Edmond, and I got a few more parents that I'm going to meet. I think, Jack, on a one-on-one basis, I think communication is a lost art, mm-hmm. not only in sports, only in sports, but in the work field too. So I want them to see how I am, how passionate I am about the game, and how passionate I am about their success.
If you can't communicate, you can't win.
Exactly. If you look at all the championship teams, even up to Phil Jackson at the highest level, you know, Tom Izzo at Michigan State, mm-hmm. you know, Coach K at Duke, Brad Stevens at Butler, it's all about communication with your players.
All right. What is Finneball? What are we going to see?
I think that's going to be
40 minutes or 32 minutes ahead.
32
right?
minutes. Yeah. You got to be careful with that. But you know, my slogan this year, but I don't know how well it's going to go off. It's we're going to call it Run, Gun, and Have Fun. And we're going to get t-shirts made
up. There you
go. But I'm a little afraid of the word gun in there, you know, because, you know, out in the sports world, like the Washington Bullets a few years ago, they changed their name.
Right.
So I got to be careful. I got to talk with Tom Hunt and
Doc. That's a basketball term. He's a gunner. Does that mean he carries
exactly,
a gun? No.
Exactly.
He's a shooter.
So you just got to be careful, though, today with, you know, with so much information out there and the way people perceive things. But Run, Gun, and Have Fun. But I like Finneball, Jack. You come up with the best slogans. You really do.
Well, I just, you know, you are a hoops junkie. There's no doubt about that, back from your days in New York working the camp scene, and you know, you understand the history of the game in these parts. You know which programs have been successful, which ones haven't, and why. And you just have to adapt that and make it work in East Lansing.
I think stability is real important. You know, obviously, we talked about communication. You know, a guy like Dan Stoles at Okemos, you know, he's had his parent problems too.
Sure.
Bruce Larna, who used to coach at Holt, I'll never forget. He won the districts on a Friday night. And as soon as the cameras and the reporters walked away, I saw a parent run up to him and complain to him about their kid's playing time. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is after winning a district championship. And I've built relationships over the state, over the country with high school coaches. You know, even Bob Hurley at St. Anthony's in Jersey City.
Right.
He deals with parents all the time. So it's, you know what I always say? I don't think the kids have changed from when we were kids as to today. I think it's the people around them, okay? Meaning the parents, the AAU coaches, so-called
the forces out there.
Exactly. Right. So I think it's the people around the kids today that have changed, not the kids themselves.
I'm going to go back to what you said before, though. If you're dealing with problems at the time, you're behind. If you're 10 points behind. If you're communicating and setting parameters and letting people know what's expected, you're going to prevent a lot of those problems.
Yeah, and Steve, I think the communication is incredibly. I'm glad to hear you say that, because you do have the challenge that Doug Fleming had as far as a challenge. You're not a teacher in the schoolhouse, okay? Bill Farrakh was in the schoolhouse. Jeff Smith was in the schoolhouse. I mean, there's a lot of pluses for that. You're going to have to, I'm sure you're going to overcome that. But how are you going to conquer that to offset the fact that you don't see them in the hallway? And you're somewhat of a new entity. You know, I mean, my son was talking to some of your players. Said, yeah, the guy down at Jackson Community College. So is going to be coaching us. You know, you have to make up some ground. How are you going to do that as far as filling in that void of not being in the schoolhouse?
I think visibility is key. I think the kids seeing you on a consistent basis. I live 3 to 4 minutes away from the school. I got a few academic plans that I have in store for our guys where I'm going to be checking academics. Number two, Tom, football games, okay? Friday night football games.
We'll see you there.
Practices during the week, okay? A kid who plays another sport, I fall in love with. I go to their practices. I go to their games. I get to know them. I get to know the other coaches. You know, Coach Farocco and I have talked a little bit. Coach Rob Smith and I are getting a little closer now. So I think visibility is important. I'm going to substitute teach at the start, and hopefully I get some jobs at East Lansing mm-hmm. so the kids will see me there. And I'm also going to pursue my teacher certificate
right.
because it's about time that I feel like chasing this college coaching dream is kind of coming to an end, and sometimes the grass isn't always greener on the other side because
Absolutely.
I've experienced it. So I feel, and a lot of people tell me, hey, you'd make a big impact on a kid's life in a classroom. So mm-hmm. I'm going to pursue the teacher certificate. I'm going to substitute teach, and I'm going to be at football games. I'm going to call my players. You know, if you ask my guys at Jackson, they'll tell you, yeah, coach is great. He texts us. He calls us. So I think visibility is going to be key, and I'm going to be a hands-on for sure.
How far away are you from the teaching certificate?
Well, I have to start. It's going to be
okay,
the
so
beginning.
That's a new process.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And we're going to get right after it, though. As soon as everything dies down a little bit here, I'm going to jump right into it because I'm really excited. I love substitute teaching. I love being in the class. I love interacting with the kids. And you know, I wasn't a great student, so and no one really helped me. So I look back on those days and say, hey, I'm going to help somebody who really needs it.
Steve Finnemore, new head basketball coach of the East Lansing Trojans, our guest on the Jack and Tom Show. Tom, I think we should go to break, come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about how recruiting has changed
yes,
and
Steve's got some
the environment, everything that is happening now in mid-Michigan for coaches on the scene. We'll be right back with more, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.